What's up, everybody? It's LG Doucette here. Today is Monday, September 27th, 2021. This is the First Mint, a podcast where I talk about marketplace trends, big sales, and everything going on in NBA Top Shot and WNBA Top Shot and the rest of the NFT world. I've been away for the last couple days, so I actually completely missed everything that happened with the WNBA, which is typical. Every time I go away, awesome things seem to happen on Top Shot, which is great for you guys, terrible for me. I was literally so far out of reception. I had access to the priority queue, wasn't able to join, and then actually came back into reception for lunch, but then had to leave again before the general queue. So I completely missed out. Looks like it was an absolutely crazy weekend, and we're going to talk about it today on today's show. Also going to recap why this run it back set will absolutely outpace all other WNBA sets in the long term. Going to dive into that as well as other things coming up in Top Shot, or at least that we can assume over the next little bit. I want to remind everybody here that nothing on the show constitutes trading advice in any way, that the show is not affiliated with NBA Top Shot, the NBA, or Tapper Labs. I'm just the guy at his house, back at his house now, finally, who loves basketball and blockchain. This is the First Mint. Kick it off here with a little playoff update of the WNBA. I missed all the play-in games over the weekend, the single elimination games, which is a shame because honestly, the Liberty and Mercury game looked like it ended pretty crazy. Just 1 point differential there with, I'm pretty sure, a foul shot actually sending the Mercury to the next round, which they then won again. So now they're in the semifinals. Same with the Chicago Sky. Both teams who are through to the semifinals won both their single elimination games. The semifinals now set, the Chicago Sky versus the Connecticut Sun, seeded first, and the Phoenix Mercury versus the Las Vegas Aces. The Mercury also coming in as underdogs. Some players to look out for in those first couple games over the weekend. Skylar Diggins-Smith on Phoenix is looking incredible right now. She's a leading scorer in the playoffs. She's averaging 21 points in two games. Her common fandom moment is only $47. It is her only moment. Also, Brittany Griner, also playing for Phoenix, averaging absolutely crazy numbers. She's got 19.5 points per game and 13 rebounds. That's right. She had 26 rebounds in total for both games. She's got a common price at $41, and her run it back is currently $310. And then the moment that I picked up, or at least the player that I picked up, is Courtney Vandersloot for the Chicago Sky, who is averaging 18 points in both her games played and 5.5 assists. Her common goes for only $15. I've been kind of looking at these WNBA moments and kind of looking at the playoff stats and who's moving on in terms of like which players have a Top Shot debut, but no run it back and might not make it very far into the playoffs because we're kind of assuming right now that the final set for the WNBA, or rather the playoff set for the WNBA, is going to be a legendary from the finals. So I've been looking at players like Vandersloot who have a debut. It's pretty affordable, but they're probably not going to make it very far in the playoffs. So this might be their only moment on Top Shot for a while, despite them being a really great player. $15 for that Vandersloot seems absolutely reasonable to me, so I picked one up last night. Now I want to dive into the WNBA. Oh, sorry, and the WNBA semifinals kick off tomorrow night. Both games back-to-back, 5 o'clock Pacific and 7 o'clock Pacific. Now I want to drop into the WNBA run it back stuff. It came out last Friday. Looks like people went absolutely berserk over the weekend with literally thousands of sales of these moments, as well as the price of these moments going absolutely insane. As of last night, the price of the full set was $7,300 or so, which is absolutely unbelievable. That is $292 per moment for a pack that was priced at $79, not to mention all the commons that came in there. Top moments again, as of last night, we have Lisa Leslie with the first dunk ever in the WNBA, leading the way, more than double any other moment, which really kind of tells you what I guess collectors are looking for in Top Shot, whether they're from NBA fandom or WNBA fandom or both. We like dunks, we like historic dunks, we like things that really mean something, that tell a story. So Lisa Leslie out way in front in terms of moment price with $1,300. Obviously, she's also one of the best players ever, so that makes sense. Right behind her, or very far behind her, is Maya Moore with $660 for her run it back moment. Diana Taurasi going for $380. Sue Bird going for $389 after a little jump last night. And Cheryl Swoops rounding out the top five with $374. Those are some high priced moments. And we also saw a lot of volume over the weekend, as in volume as in how many sales of those moments there were. So the leader there is Maya Moore, 276 sales, probably more as of this morning, followed by Tamika Catchings at 222 plus. Elena Deladone with 210, Cheryl Stroops with 196, and Sue Bird also with 196. That is a lot of price action. I actually don't have a comparison because it's been so long since the pack drop has actually come out, but that seems like quite a lot. Also, something to note for this Run It Back set, before we get into kind of my justification of why I think this set is so incredibly important, is that only 699 of each of them is in circulation, as is typical for Top Shot. Not everything comes out at the same time, but 180 of each moment has been held back, and those will likely be seen in the Legendary drop, which again, we've been told there's a Legendary drop coming for the playoffs slash the finals. So if you kind of do a bit of quick math, at least 4,500 moments from Run It Back not yet released. And if you assume that there's going to be three of them in every Legendary pack from the finals, that's going to give us 1,500 Legendary packs in the end. But again, the math isn't always perfect, so it's hard to say exactly what's going to happen. Last little stat for the collection of the WNBA Rib set is that so far, 15 different collectors have collected all 25. So I'm going to give a little caveat here before I go absolutely 8 wild talking about this Run It Back set. I'm just going to say I don't have any yet, and I'm going to talk about kind of where I see the price action going in the next couple months in just a minute, but I don't have any yet. I just got back in reception, so I haven't really had a chance to kind of like dig into them, look through them. There's a lot here that I really want, but I'm holding off, and I'll explain why again in a second. Long term, I think that this will be by far the most important set of anything that ever comes out from the WNBA on Top Shot. It literally has all of the best plays that have ever happened in the WNBA and that probably will ever happen. Totally, there's going to be more great plays in the WNBA. We might have the best play ever happen literally this weekend or this week or through these playoffs. But the thing is that this literally encapsulates the entire history of the most exciting plays from an entire league. Think about if we did that for the NBA, and some people again speculated that the new Run It Back for NBA would be 75 years long, which would be crazy. But imagine the NBA put out it with NBA Top Shot, a set that had all of the best moments ever. Be hot debate. But imagine that that happens. So for the WNBA, that's pretty much just what happened. It's not apples to apples. Of course, the NBA is much older and obviously has many more fans, but it doesn't mean that this set is not important or that it won't retain extreme long-term value, especially when you think about it in terms of what's coming next for the WNBA. We know that playoffs slash a final set is coming sometime very soon. We've been told that it's probably just going to be just the finals. In the offseason, well, not really sure. I'm not sure what they would, you know, put out. We've already got the best of 2021. We've got a fandom set. We're going to have a playoff set where you have this Run It Back thing. The offseason in the WNBA is very long, and it's very likely that Top Shot will mainly just focus on the NBA. So let's jump ahead to next WNBA season, and let's assume per season, Top Shot puts out, you know, a common set, a rare set, a legendary set, and a fandom set. So let's say 3-4 sets per WNBA season, and they repeat that over time and slowly expand it as the WNBA gets more fans, gets more volume on Top Shot, but again, doesn't add too much. And it'll take several more years, like I just said, until we have more great and classic plays from the WNBA to add to, you know, potentially a Run It Back part two for the WNBA. So it's going to take a long time, right? There's not as much material to dig into from the past, meaning that as new fans come to NBA Top Shot and they come to look for WNBA moments, despite there being all these commons and some playoff legendaries and some debuts from some really fantastic players that are currently playing right now who had their debuts in the best of 2021 set, there will be nothing better at all than something like the Lisa Leslie moment or any of these other Run It Back moments. It's going to be pretty much the only way to ever get access to these legends of the game. And even if it's not, it'll be the set that has their absolute best moments, or well, arguably, maybe there'll be better moments released, but it will be the go-to set for the WNBA, the historical set that is seen as kind of like the Holy Grail, the one that you absolutely have to collect. In Top Shot, we always talk about like, what is the absolute best moment? And so far we've said, you know, it's this LeBron, Kobe dunk, it's beautiful. That might be dethroned one day because, hey, we might get Michael Jordan the shot. We might get that Allen Iverson stepping over Ty Lue. I don't know, something that's also a fan favorite, right? We might get all these new moments that will help us debate which one is the greatest ever. And it's definitely not going to be the LeBron-Kobe dunk in the end, because outside of Top Shot, no one really talks about that moment. But for the WNBA, the greatest moments are here. They're already out. So it doesn't matter how many more ever come out, we will always be able to collect those. That's my reason for this set being worth a lot. Again, do your own research, make your own decisions out there, especially with what I'm going to say next. In contrary to what I just said, I think this set is going to get kind of cold over the next couple months. And, you know, right now, since Friday, we've seen some really prime excitement levels. We've been starving for new material on the site, and the WNBA playoffs are in full swing. Their fans are here. They're ready. This was absolutely the best time to drop it right in between those single elimination games. You've got new fans like me who are excited about learning who the players, the teams, the legends are. And of course, that's meant the volume has been very high and these moments are expensive. But soon, we're going to get an NBA running back, along with a roadmap of everything that's coming out in Series 3, which we've been promised. We've been told that we're going to be told how many moments a player might have in Series 3. And when that comes out, it's going to affect so many different people's collection strategies, because we'll be finally able to plan how we're collecting Top Shot through the rest of the year, which will lead to potentially major fluctuations for moments and sets, especially through S2 and especially when Series 3 comes out. And for those people who have been maybe, you know, trying to save some money to get in on the run it back or be ready for Series 3 when there are going to be some really new moments coming out, or even, you know, get in on the Series 3 common moments to use them as trade tickets. When it comes time to maybe liquidate a little bit to get those moments, maybe to go get themselves a nice Allen Iverson if he does come to the platform, the newest, hottest thing that's costs a lot of money might be the thing that they sacrifice. Basically, what I'm saying is that people that are going to want to spend money on RIB might dump their big time, big ticket WNBA moments to save money for that. Don't get me wrong. I want this set. I'm planning to collect it, or at least some pieces from it. Right now, for me, it's priced pretty high. I missed everything over the weekend, so I didn't get a chance to get in. I think it's going to come back down to earth very temporarily, probably through the winter when there is no WNBA and the NBA is in full swing and we're trading all these running backs and the new metallic golds and hollow icons and all that stuff. I think that that will be the perfect time to get this set. And that's what I'm going to wait for. I'll end my WNBA argument on a very positive note. I think the WNBA is absolutely primed to add far more utility to these moments than the NBA can. They've already been using the platform to harness tons of new fans, and pretty soon, or at least I hope for next season, they're going to find a way to bring those new fans, reward their fandom, and bring them to games. The NBA is expensive. It's hard to get tickets, especially if you're some of the premium market teams. WNBA, it's a little easier to get tickets, maybe not for the playoffs, but definitely through the regular season. There's so much more opportunity for growth there, and Top Shot makes so much sense for it. And now the WNBA has thousands of new fans who literally, probably a lot of them, it's a shame to say, have probably just discovered who Lisa Leslie was last week, and as well as all the other players. But they know who they are now, and they're going to be ready for more, especially when next spring comes around. So if you're the WNBA and you're listening, get on that collector score. Get us some rewards for next year. Send us to games. Put a team in Toronto, but send us to games. Because I'm sure a lot of people would actually love to check it out now. Anyway, we're going to wrap out the show here with a little preview of what is actually coming this week. And again, I don't really know what's coming this week, so this is all speculation. We have the Top Plays Showcase ending this Tuesday as of last night, or I think as of Saturday. There was like 9,000 completions according to Live Token. Again, there's 3,600 packs up for grabs, with a lot of the moments that were needed, the players from the moments that were needed in that showcase challenge, really skyrocketing since that challenge was announced, like Anthony Edwards going up to like, I think like $85 or $90 for the base moment. The WNBA run it back challenges are supposed to start very soon. We've been told they're going to be showcase challenges, but we don't really know what that entails, assuming it's going to be a little bit like the playoffs for the NBA, where we're going to need other W moments. The trade ticket stress test, as far as I know, is supposed to be rescheduled for sometime this week. We don't really have too much more information there. And then obviously it's been kind of an afterthought since the W stuff dropped, but I think trade tickets are going to be kind of a regular part of life now and probably happen every few weeks. So it's just going to be something that happens on the regular. Something else to watch out for might be opening night contests. That's right. Obviously, the NBA opening night is just a couple weeks away. And if you take any cues from the last thing that Top Shot did when there was actual NBA action, they sent people to the games for the finals, for the summer league, for the draft. So with those, that opening night, those opening games, that opening weekend coming up in a few weeks, I wouldn't be surprised if our collector scores once again, you know, put to the utility and that some people got to go to some games. I really hope we actually do see that. I would assume at this point, Top Shot has at least something cooked up for the start of the season. And of course, the other thing to look out for is some kind of announcement for the next Run It Back set. Who knows what it's going to be? Top Shot has obviously been super secretive about this. All along, I've kind of felt like they were going to use it as a tool to market the new season of Top Shot, potentially make some kind of big splash. Maybe right now, still 3-4 weeks away, is not the right time. Maybe it's something they'll do right as the season kicks off, since obviously when the new season kicks off, we're not going to have Series 3 moments because there won't have been any basketball played. So that first week of the season might be a perfect time to drop the new Run It Back. Also, you know, when I was on the plane earlier, I kind of thought of this random little theory about the next Run It Back. Something that might throw us all for a total loop would be that if the next Run It Back was actually just an airdrop, kind of like the gift. What if every single person in Top Shot ended up with a Run It Back moment, or at least if, you know, that airdrop was kind of gated, like a certain collector score, like a couple hundred and some marketplace purchases to kind of filter out, you know, all the very non-active people. That could actually be super fun and would be something that none of us saw coming. But at this point, given how big this next Run It Back is supposed to be, I really doubt that happens. But as you know, just like you guys, I can't wait to find out. And that is going to do it for us today, folks. Again, always love hearing your thoughts, your theories. I know a lot of you have collected parts of the Run It Back WNBA set, so if you agree or disagree, please send me a DM at LGDSet or DM us at The First Mint. Otherwise, we'll see you Wednesday right here on The First Mint.